riot at the Dog Park Studios. It's Live with Johnny. And now, here's Johnny!
Good evening. It is February 2nd, 2023. And do you know what today was? Today was...
Shh. It's not all about you, man. Yeah, what's up, girl?
Anyway, it's February 2nd, 2023. Man, it's a way too close to me. Today was Punxsutawney Phil Day. What do they call that?
Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog Day.
You saw your shadow, I heard. That was funny.
Right? Oh, yeah. Can you, sorry for the, for the thing. Yeah, so I was sitting there and I was like, I was eating lunch at my workplace, and that hit me, and I go, I got to post this right now.
Funny.
And what's funny is,
I like that.
Is I thought that I posted it to the Live with Johnny page, but I did not.
I saw that you posted it
to my personal page.
To your own page, right.
It doesn't matter, because I have a bad habit of, even when I'm putting something on Live with Johnny, twice today, I shared as me and not Live with Johnny.
Dude, the way Facebook does that profile thing is just fucking absolutely ridiculous.
We took last week off. Was it last week we took off, right? And now everybody's like, it's Thursday. Why is Johnny on Thursday? We're going to get to it, guys.
This is strange.
We're going to get to it. First things first. Everything good with you? You all right?
I'm good. Thanks
for
asking.
Good talk.
I got no underwear on right now, just so you know. Like you do. Don't act all high and mighty.
I thought I smelled cabbage, and now that just confirms it. You got to clean the undercarriage. It's like the most important problem. Listen, the doors and the lights can be shiny, but if the undercarriage isn't taken care of, everything else
that's better
rusting out, bro. All right, so first things first, we have a new sponsor today, and I'm going to put up a poll tomorrow, and it's going to be about breakfast food, but we'll get to that tomorrow. But tonight's sponsor, big deal. A childhood friend of mine years and years and years ago opened up a place called the Laurel Diner in Southbury.
Oh, I know it very
well.
You
been there?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so tonight's show, the whole show is sponsored by the Laurel Diner. And if you could tag them in our little comments there, which I'm sure you already did.
Already did.
Because you're good at your job.
See? Thank you.
New year, new me, Kirk. I'm going to treat you so nice, you fuckstick. You ain't even going to know what happened.
Same me pretty much, but okay.
I'm not changing for nobody. The Laurel Diner, Pete and his wife, the family. I'm telling you right now, I took Amy there. All she ever says is, but we're not morning people on the weekends, but she's like, we got to get over there.
It's the greatest diner I've...
They just won a big award.
I read that.
Best food in Connecticut. And I will tell you something right now. I don't know what this dude does to his corned beef hash.
It's
like he does it, and then God comes down and goes,
God.
Wah. But if
and I'm very fussy about the corned beef hash. I've had it so many, bad so many times. It is amazing.
And I like it well done, crispy.
Yeah, little crispies.
Because there's nothing worse when you go out for breakfast. Because I'm a well-done bacon guy. I'm a well-done
hash
guy. Yep. I'm a well-done potato guy.
Except my eggs. I don't like my eggs all crispy.
I like them medium or hard. I do.
Really?
I do. Don't get me wrong. I like them so you can dunk the bread in them sometimes too. But I'm really an over-medium, over-hard guy.
Interesting.
Melissa's already starting her shit, but we will get to it.
Ask Melissa how the Giants did in the playoffs.
Oh, see what happened was very quick on the draw tonight, Kirk.
Thank you.
Nothing worse when you go out for breakfast food and you want it the way you want it. And, you know, because it's not like you go out to dinner, you're like, I'll have the chicken, whatever the fuck.
Right.
And you never had it. And you're like, yeah, it's not what I expected, but it's good.
No, breakfast is, got to be.
Shit's got to be good. But Pete's doing the. He's got tricks and Cocoa Puffs pancakes and waffles and you name it. You name it. If you can have it for breakfast, this dude's got it. Every meat, every egg, every whatever. It's unbelievable. If you haven't been to the Laurel Diner, please get there. Welcome aboard to the Live with Johnny family, Laurel Diner. And congratulations on the big award. Best food in Connecticut.
It's amazing.
I agree.
It's amazing.
My son, John, is home from the Navy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he couldn't be here with us tonight.
It would have been nice if he was here tonight.
Very proud of him. Very proud father. He's been in the Navy almost a year now. Next month will be a year. He's doing great things out there in on the other side of the country. So he's home this week on what they call leave. I don't know if you call that, you know. They call it leave. I would figure they'd call it coming back because you got to go back. But, you know.
You're not actually leaving.
That's not You're neither just, here nor yeah. there. So I'm very proud of my son for being in the Navy. I'm a Navy dad. And so he's home. We went bowling last night. We took my brother and his sons, JoJo, my niece and Amy, and my sister-in-law and I. We took the kids and we went bowling. Okay, so here's the thing. I hadn't bowled for a while, and then I got with Amy, and we bowled a couple of times. And the first couple of times we bowled wasn't good. But I got back to myself the last couple of times we bowled.
Okay.
Remember I told you a story about how I started playing I'm Killing It, and then they played Bon Jovi, and I went downhill?
Yes.
Okay, so last night.
Do remember that.
I couldn't find – listen, say what you want, but bowling is 50% knowing what the hell you're doing and 50% the ball. I just couldn't find the right ball last night. However,
you're not wrong, dude.
I
get out the right
last
ball.
Night.
I
didn't break 100 on either game.
What?
92 and 97.
Oh, you're lucky I wasn't there, dude.
Bro, I'm embarrassed. I'm not happy
I'm
about
ashamed.
It. I'm going to change it. I'm going to get better. Amy won't even look me in the face.
I don't blame her, dude. That's embarrassing.
When I was bowling, the way she saw me bowling the last time, she was so proud, and she's like, "That's my man."
Look at that man up there.
Last night we were leaving, she's like, "Carry my fucking purse, bitch." I was like, "All right, all right, okay." Other good news in the world: bye bye asshole. Tom Brady has retired. Goodbye, Tom Brady. I saw your comment about how he beat up my team for 20 years.
Well, yeah, of course you're going to be happy he retired. He beat the crap out of you for 20 years.
Before we get to Tom Brady, Melissa makes a good point. Her daughter
got a 103.
Got like a 103 and a 114.
So I'll bold you.
Smoked me out of the water. Emily, if you're listening, you're grounded. I took 10% of her college fund. Her parents don't know yet, but I figured that's a good penalty for making Uncle John look like an absolute chump last night. Tom Brady is gone.
Yes.
I couldn't be any happier. I'm going to say this. He's not the best quarterback of all time.
How can you say that?
I'm going to tell you why.
What? I mean, I'm not in love with him anymore either, but it's hard to
argue. When
you
talk about the best quarterback during the season, it's Peyton Manning all day, every day. The stats show it. The numbers show it. When you say
season
the best Super
matter.
Bowl quarterback of all time, it's Joe Montana. The numbers show it. The facts show it. Tom Brady has Derek Jeter disease, where he's a compiler. He played for 23 years. Now, the only thing Tom Brady can say, and it's not all because of Tom Brady, because the Super Bowls that were in Tom Brady's hands, he lost. When they needed to depend on him, they lost.
Okay.
But the dude went to, what, 11 Super Bowls?
It's a ridiculous.
And he's got seven rings, right?
Yes.
I mean, so.
Six with the Pats, one with Tampa Bay.
If you're putting up a Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks,
I would hope he would put his face on it.
He's on it.
That's
He's number four or five.
I mean, saying the greatest of all time is subjective, so I accept your argument.
Yes. It is. I think there's so many clear, like there's only a few clear greatest of all times in something. Michael Jordan. I feel like he's the guy for that, right?
I would hope so.
Ron Jeremy. Stuff like that. You know, where he just, you know, these guys are the best. But fuck Tom Brady. Speaking of football, I have the count in for our picks.
You did okay.
And now I'm going to tell you and Mr. Mojo Jojo.
First of all, Brock Purdy went down in my defense in the 40s and in Jojo's defense.
Let me
and
ask
Brock
you,
Purdy was in
answer
that game.
Quickly.
Yes.
Do you think if Brock Purdy stayed healthy, they even had a chance in
yes.
that game?
Yes.
You're out of
I do believe
mind.
With Brock Purdy they did.
You guys both picked San Fran and Cincinnati, yes. which let me jump into
right.
the lead because you both were doing very well. Jojo lost because he picked the Jags against. The Bengals.
That was
you were smart enough not to do that.
That wasn't
so. Right now, and don't forget, the Super Bowl is worth two. All right. So right now, we're all in it. We're all in it. I have 9. You have 8. JoJo has 7. We're all in it.
Oh,
everybody's in it. So if I pick the right team, I clearly run away with it. But you both, you can beat me. JoJo can tie me.
So if you're in the lead, then you need to make your pick first, giving JoJo and I the option to pick against you for the point play.
Yes. Remember when we do that next week.
Yes.
Okay. So that's where we're at. excuse me. We missed last week. Ask me what happened to me last week.
You were lazy.
I got my eye done.
Oh, is that what it was? Your eye looks great, dude. I've been looking at that thing for years.
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
I haven't seen out of it in years. So I got the cataract, not the Bruick. I got
cataract.
I got it done, and I can see again, and it's awesome. And
was that just like a day in and out? No, you just walk in, they do it.
Amy drove me down. We got there at I forget what time, but. Hour and a half later, I'm out the door.
Really?
Out the door, home.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like in and out sleeping all day.
They replaced your eye lens
in and out. Amnesia. What's it called? Anesthesia. Sorry. I had the amnesia.
From the anesthesia.
Did I get my eye done? Did I not get my eye done?
I don't know
what happened. I had to keep closing one so I could look out the other. No. Stop.
An eye patch would have been awesome if you came in there. Oh, go on.
As we're driving down for the surgery, I said, Amy, you know what I'm going to do on the next show? She's like, what? I said, I'm gonna wear an eye patch.
Did you say that?
And she goes, why?
I was thinking the same thing.
I go, I'm gonna be like, guys, I had surgery, and I was gonna give this big, long, gruesome, crazy story about losing the eye,
right?
And have everybody be like, oh my god, and then whip it off, go, what the fuck's the matter with you people? You think I'd be here if I lost my eye?
Yeah, but you know what we could have done is start a GoFundMe, but we'll talk about that.
We're gonna go full circle Fish on hook. That, Josh, a little bit. That's what we call a teaser. That's fucking funny. You just reminded me of something else. Anyway, people are asking right now. They're saying, Johnny, why are you on? Actually, nobody's asking. It's Thursday night. I didn't know what our audience would be tonight. I guess we're going to learn. This may be our new permanent night. This may not. Kirk Michael took a second job. Am I allowed to say?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
He does second shift at a preschool. That's for the bad kids the parents don't want to bring home.
I didn't say it was okay to lie. Yeah, so.
No, I'm sorry. Kirk is a high school coach for the sport of lacrosse.
Yes.
And it's a sport, right? Okay.
It is a sport.
Yeah. Field hockey, lacrosse, still, you know, chess.
Still gets them into college.
listen, everybody makes fun of lacrosse until they get free college.
Right, until free college.
But so he's going to do that. He's got a practice schedule and a game schedule. And so since we do this out of the comfort of his wonderful home, we think Thursday nights might be our new nights.
It feels okay.
But... It may change. Right. You don't know. So it is what it is. So if you're wondering why we're on a Thursday night, but here's the good news. This will be online all week, all year, all your entire life. Come watch it.
Forever. It's never
Speaking
going
of which,
away.
That flyer you made for me one time for that thing I donated to, and they put our flyer in it. I copied it. I pasted it. I'm going to put it up on our page. We need people to start following us everywhere. What is so hard about clicking the follow button or the join button or the comment button?
Here's what we're going to do. I just had an idea when you said that. I think people are willing to do that, but not everybody's willing to put in the legwork to go to the places to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send you a list of links, mm-hmm. and all you have to do is say, click the link, and then click follow.
You can make Spotify, it that easy?
Yes. Spotify,
ladies
YouTube,
and gentlemen, Amp. The producer.
Click the link.
Right.
Click follow.
Talk about a guy.
Zero effort.
I feel like, and now... I don't want to bring up sad subjects or bring up anything, but I think the energy you're putting in here is because Riot at the Dog Park, unfortunately, is taking the summer off.
Well, we have to take we call it an indefinite hiatus, but it's a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of Riot at the Dog Park. I'm calling it now. There will never be another show about that again. The police have come. They've squashed the riot. It's over.
If you balance the work that I have to put into your show against the work that show takes, it's very...
A little bit insulting, actually.
well, it's easy.
I guess, live. I was just going to say, I guess going live, there's no editing to be
done. It's a lot. Right, exactly.
So we're going to call it retirement at the dog park. And
fucking asshole.
It's over.
It's over.
Stay down, Rock. It's over.
Don't get up, Rock.
Oh,
cut me, Mick.
So we're sorry to see those guys go, but it was good while it lasted. They might be back in the fall. They say they will, but I just feel like, you know, especially Chuppy, what's his name? Chode?
Chewy
is probably going to latch on somewhere else because
he's probably going to get another gig.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Who doesn't
want to scoop him right
up? Who
doesn't
want a guy like Chewy? Chewy, you want to be my sidekick? What are you doing on Thursday, possibly other nights? I don't even know.
We'll find out.
Let's bring him in. I have a... announcement to make. I'm not going to make the full announcement tonight, or am I? I don't know. But I have big, surprising news. You got a drum roll? You got a drum roll for me, buddy? Big guy? Come on, big guy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have reached out to both Jordan Marie, who's been in studio singing.
Love her.
And Benny from the Alpaca Gnomes.
Lone Gnome.
Who's been here, the Lone Gnome.
Yes.
And Brian Chuck.
Our favorite guy.
Our favorite peckerhead in the world. Nobody eats a bag of dicks like Brian. We are going to record. It won't be live, but it's going to be a special episode of a Live with Johnny musical roundtable. Now,
okay,
it's not going to be like playing, and they're not going to be performing.
Okay,
we're going to talk, sit, and we're going to talk. Oh, we're gonna, because
I like that.
I get a lot of shit about my Kid Rock and my Guns N' Roses.
Yes,
I give you a little shit about your Panic at the Gorillas or whatever it's called.
Yes,
and your 30 Seconds to Ant Farm.
Of course.
So I, and of course. You have Jordan, who represents the younger crowd. Benny, who's my age, but has a much more strange... His music is... Like, he loves to listen to Guns. He loves to listen to Alice in Chains, but he also listens to, like, the other shit, Art Garfunkel stuff that I'm not
paying attention to. Much more diverse and
involved. But I don't know. But you know what I mean. I mean, listen, if you think that dude can't grab a guitar right now and sing a Paul Simon song, you're out of your fucking
mind.
I'm
sure he could, yes.
I guarantee he'd fucking blast one out right now.
I'm sure he could.
Are the comments not moving, or are we just that fucking stagnant at this point? anywho.
I mean, I can reload it, but...
Anyway. And then... No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Then at the end, I do have a surprise. At the end of the show... There will be a huge surprise.
Related to this or another surprise?
Related to the show with Jordan, Benny, and Brian.
So those three are going to be in here.
I don't
want to
ruin it. All I'm going to say is major performance at the end.
Okay.
One performance, but it's going to be major. The Benny and Jordan will be live in studio.
Yes.
Brian Chuck will be live on Zoom.
Okay, good.
The reason I did it that way, fucking Brian Chuck is 7'3". If we put him in here... The camera is never
it's going
to cover him.
I can't get the angle any wider.
You're going to see
light.
All you're going to see is the four of us,
right?
And then chest hair,
right?
Because he's just a hairy. Brian Chuck, seriously, he takes his shirt off. It's like he's already wearing a sweater. It's oh, my mom's here.
John, what is wrong with you?
Almost everything, Mom. Almost everything. This is created by Marlboro Miles. You know this.
You're kidding me.
Katie says, when is that show going to be? We have not decided yet. And it's funny that Katie Berry is here because I have to reach out to CB because he's my.
He's your gnome in, right?
No. Benny and I. Speak.
Oh, you're, okay. So you have a direct.
CB's my ace in the hole on this. So I got to get a hold of him. But I wasn't going to announce anything about CB tonight because I was. I haven't contacted him yet. Two, he's my ace in the hole on this whole thing.
All right.
Katie, we will be we will be recording that soon, within the next probably 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to find a time that works for all of us.
I love how I hear about it at the same time.
Do you remember when I said I had a surprise? Why are you so fucking surprised when I said?
Usually,
I
get some kind of heads up, like, hey. Can we do this thing, or
you get a heads up, John? We're doing live at 7:30. I show up at 7:28. Come on, man! You were surprised. The only time you're surprised is when you can get a full pee without stopping.
Yeah, that's true.
At your age,
you're not wrong.
Incontinent fuck. So we're very excited about that. We're gonna find a time that works for all of us, and we're gonna record. It's probably an hour long.
It's fine, dude.
But I'm gonna do. It's gonna be like a round table, but we're gonna do like questions and quiz and kind of cool things.
So okay,
it's gonna be.
I'm in. Count me in.
Anyway, I had posted a unpopular opinion that Jay-Z, I can name 15 or more rappers that are, to me, more entertaining and better than Jay-Z. So I was going to name them tonight, but what I've decided to do is tease that tomorrow morning I'm going to release that list.
So this is 15 rappers that you feel are better than Brooklyn's own and more entertaining than Jay-Z.
Amy called me whack for that. A couple other people call me whack.
She called you whack?
She did.
She said you're whack, bro?
My wife's from the streets. She's fucking hood, bro. She held me up in the kitchen last night with a knife for like $3. She didn't have to. She just did it because she wanted to. She just did it because she could. She's scary. I peed my pants a little bit.
I was scared.
Red wants to know if you like Shooter Jennings. No, I don't like Shooter Jennings. I fucking love Shooter Jennings.
I'm not a fan, but I do respect
one time style. I got drunk at a picnic, Red and my older brother's band was playing at, and I sang Shooter Jennings for the people. I did. Did not. That was me.
Shooter Jennings. Son of Waylon Jennings.
Son of Waylon.
Yes.
Brother of whoever. I love Shooter Jennings. And Shooter Jennings is an absolute legend. And he's maybe we should induct him. So that's going to be a good time. So tomorrow morning, I will release the names of the 15 rappers that I believe are better and more entertaining and better to listen to than Jay-Z. Come on, Jay-Z's he sounds like a Muppet.
I hate Jay-Z. You don't got to convince me, dude.
He's got the 99 Problems song, and it's only good with the metal version, and that's the only song I've ever heard from by him that I could tolerate at all.
I'd rather listen to Lil Peep than Jay-Z. Lil Peep. Well, he's dead, but still.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Tekashi guy. Not really. He's a
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
He's a fucking rat. It's really the only new name I know. I know there's like Lil Xanax or whatever the fuck his name is.
Lil Xanax.
Yeah, Lil Percocet.
Uzi
know.
Vert.
Yeah, Big Oxy. I don't even fucking know these dudes' names. They're out of their fucking minds, these dudes. It's absolutely fucking bonkers. We put up a poll. I don't know if you remember because it's been so long since we've been here together. About aliens.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't remember your answer, but you believe in aliens, right?
Well, do you want my long or short answer?
I mean, how long is your long answer?
My long answer is
my show, not yours.
My long answer is going to be 30 seconds.
Okay, go.
I think humans are predisposed to make everything about them. So when it comes to the thought of aliens, it's always about green men, two legs, mm-hmm. two arms, heads, mm-hmm. two. So in other words, they personify a human into an alien. Here to tell you, there are aliens. They look nothing like humans, and they've never come near planet Earth. But of course, there's life out in the universe. But they don't look anything like us. Do you know how what took place to get us to look like this? It's not just a, you know, like a mold, like we were made from a mold.
No, I've seen some people. Yeah, we are clearly not in a mold.
Yeah, they're not going to look like us, bro. But that's my answer. Yes. See,
but your answer just led me down this whole other rabbit hole that I don't want to go down. But
that's fine.
Do you believe in God?
I do not.
You do not?
No.
Okay. All right.
What
does that gentleman, I just fired my producer.
What does that have to do with aliens? You think God is an alien?
Because what you just said about there's no mold and there's no creation that I thought you were going. I believed that you didn't believe in God. So I was curious as to why. You were saying what you said, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yes.
87% of the people believe that there are aliens. 13% were like, no, you people are out of your minds. I happen to fall somewhere more towards no.
Do you?
And I'm going to tell you why. And I know my mother's watching, so I wonder if my older Stu Nod brother's watching. Because he fucking, Mr. thinks that fucking Bigfoot is real guy, him and my son, John.
I also don't believe in Bigfoot, but go
on. Well, here's the thing. Ask me how I know there's dinosaurs. The bones.
Right. You've seen.
Ask me how I know there's, you know, whatever. There's
tangible evidence. Yes.
Nobody. And then they'll tell you, well, there's that one skeleton they have or the one guy. And here's the thing. If there was Bigfoot, real big, there's more than one, number one.
You're going to find something, right?
He's not going to live 1,000 to 300 to 200 to even 100 years. We would have found his bones already somewhere. We find everything. We have a drone that found Osama bin Laden 75 caves deep. You don't think we can find the bones of the fucking Sasquatch? So he doesn't exist. So my thing is that because we don't have him. Then somebody else commented saying, the reason I do believe is because our government is so hush-hush about it. And I do buy into the fact that when you ask the people in charge about something and they shut you down,
then
where there's smoke, there's fire.
Probably something.
However, like you said, is it like the movies where these are, they're going to come down, ETs and fucking little green dudes?
So just to clarify.
What if there's like a whole other planet like ours that like you and I are living separate, like we're living an alternate life.
You don't
somewhere.
Believe in aliens as they're presented by humans, but do you believe there's life somewhere else in the universe in any form? I mean, you have to believe in that. If you consider life
only
like
because
an
I haven't
organism,
been shown evidence, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, but dude, you know how huge the universe is?
We went to the moon.
Have you?
We didn't see nothing driving by. Do you understand?
No, I understand your view. Yes.
I've never been to Detroit, but I drove through and knew it was there.
There's Detroit. Hey, kids, Big Ben.
There it goes.
Parliament.
You're telling me on the way to the moon, nobody looked out in the fucking rear view?
The universe,
and was like, oh,
universe is
look at that.
A little bigger than from here to the moon, but I understand.
Is it, though?
It
How
is.
Far can we go? And if you say Uranus,
I'm not saying how far we can go. I'm saying
how far have we been
out there? I don't know the fucking things we sent to.
We go to Mars,
Jupiter,
right? Mars.
I think Jupiter or not Jupiter. Like we've sent like flybys to like the farthest planets, but never out of the solar system. And there's like a billion solar systems like ours.
Until I'm anal probed and shown a good time.
I understand. No, I respect.
And if they're listening, this is my consent. Do what you got to
do. You can do it.
Do what you got to do. I keep it clean. I'm always ready to go. I keep it clean. Ain't nobody got a tar button like this guy. I got a clean balloon now.
I think that percentage, though, is probably pretty close to, like, if you asked every American. I would say at this point 80% have to believe in aliens.
Yeah, well, anyways. Well, coming up on the 8 o'clock hour, our sponsor tonight is Laurel Diner in Southbury. Unbelievable place. Best damn food. They were just voted the best damn food in Connecticut.
How long have they been there?
Dude.
I think I went there when I was in high school. Is that possible?
We're 30 years? I'm 45. Pete's got to be like 46 or 47. I think he took that over in his 20s. I want to say he's been
Holy
there for 20 years.
Yeah.
The establishment itself, I think, has been there forever. But I think
forever,
Pete being in charge and making it into what it is.
Yeah.
Place is 20 amazing. Years, into, 20, 25 years into a project. But he's literally, it's literally the best. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
One of our listeners says her, Dia, who listens all the time, her father had an experience with aliens, wrote a book about it. I tried to find a book. I couldn't. I'll continue to look. Maybe we'll talk to him.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll get him on the horn.
That's it with the aliens.
No more aliens.
So. No, if we keep somebody's going to tune in, they're going to hear the word aliens. They're going to think we're talking about politics, and they're going to fucking turn us off. No, we're not talking about kids in cages. We're good.
We're fine.
We are good. It's 8 o'clock hour. Thank you, Laurel Diner, for sponsoring us. Hey, Jake Blue commented on our show that we posted last week when we weren't on and we put the Jake Blue episode on. You know what Jake Blue said?
What
did
Jake Blue say?
Let's do it again. You know what I said? Fuck to the yes.
I'm going to drink.
I'm going to drink. Dude. When I get his songs on shuffle, tag Jake Blue so he'll go back and he'll listen to this episode.
He was a good guy, man.
I'm telling you, he's got a mix of that old Hank going for him, man. He can almost, it's like if Hank One was alive today, he would sound like Jake Blue. And Jake,
I agree.
And Jake, if you go check out his stuff, fuck was I just gonna say? Go to the comments when you're done with that. If you go to his stuff, he's putting out new music again. He's sitting by bonfires. He's fucking playing some beautiful music. Sorry. So
I'll tag him.
Tag Jake Blue and everybody go out there. Double gun, sock cucka.
Sock
my cucka. Man,
Brian Chuck.
She said, Melissa says that M's dad thinks he was abducted. Ask him next time you see him. How about you give us his phone number? We just call him up. No, I'm not going to do him dirty like that. But if he'll talk, I'll talk. If he'll talk, I will talk. Coming up just shortly, in a little bit, I'm going to get on a soapbox, Kirk.
Okay.
A little aggravated about something. I'm going to call out a couple of people. No, I'm not going to call them out by name. I'm just going to call out the hypocrites of social media, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Is that him? Doesn't look like him.
I don't think this is him, dude. How do you spell his last name?
Yeah. B-L-E-A-U, bro.
Oh.
Come on, man. You're better than that. Jake Blue, everybody.
There he is.
Jake Blue. So we hope to have Jake back on. We're going to do a couple. We have two crazy-ass news articles we're going to talk about in just a couple of minutes. And the world is fucking batshit crazy. People are batshit crazy. And we are going to talk about it. This person here, is this one that I said we were going to talk about tonight? But even not, I feel like we have to.
Yeah, you sent it.
Because
you sent this and then. So you sent that one, you sent this one.
Good. Yeah.
And then you sent
that one. All right. So we're going to go. We have three good news stories to go over tonight. And you'll agree with us that the world is bat shit crazy. Real quick before we move on, only because I'm thinking about it. What? You're not a big rap guy, but.
I am
if
not.
You, if you're going to listen to like your rap, who's the guy or the girl or the group? Like who's
Lil Peep.
For real?
Yep.
I couldn't tell you one song by Lil Peep. You know what, though? His Halloween candy people like his Easter candy. The little the guy who invented those just died.
He did. Yeah, I heard that. Lil Peep did kind of like an emo rap type blend. He kind of started a new thing. And I think that's why he took to it, because it was kind of different sounding.
He's
pretty good. You should look him up.
Yeah, sounds
I mean,
terrible.
You'll hate
sounds
it.
Terrible.
You'll hate it.
Sounds terrible.
And Toter says you should watch some anime, too. It's like, my dad don't like it, but you should watch it.
One day he's like, you gotta watch this show. You gotta watch this show. Kirk, I had pretended to fall asleep. He's like, you're falling asleep? And I was like, oh, I worked all day.
That's fine, I'm tired.
Fuck that. Out of here, bro.
Fuck out of here.
I'd rather watch Judge Judy, that fucking circus clown.
Judge Judy.
My mom will be pissed off, and I just made fun of Judge Judy. So we'll get to the soapbox. We'll get to the news stories. We had another poll, real quick. Speaking of lunatics, who are the lunatic people brushing their teeth with warm water? Do you know that 66% of the people who are right brush with cold water?
Why? You have a hot water.
34% of the people who listen to this show brush their teeth with warm water.
Can I give you my argument quick? When you wash your hands, do you wash your hands in cold water?
No.
So why would you brush your teeth in cold water? Hot water is going to break.
Argument, another guy goes, well, let me ask you a question.
Why would you use wash cold
your
water?
Do you wash your dishes in cold water? No.
You don't wash anything in cold water.
Do you shower in cold water? A couple people do. One of my friends told me he showers cold water every day, no matter what time of year it is, every morning, cold shower.
That's intense.
That's being a psychopath.
That's psychotic.
I'm not even putting that poll up because all we're going to do is if we put that poll up, the FBI is going to see who's showering in cold water, and you're all getting listed. You're all getting fucking watched and listened to.
That's psychotic.
That's psychotic behavior.
Yep.
You really brush your teeth with warm water.
Every day, dude.
That's disgusting.
Why? You're looking to get something clean. Why wouldn't you use warm water that's going to clean better than cold water? I don't understand. I think you've just never tried it, so you're anti.
First of all, I'm a man who does his research.
Dude, we're not cavemen. You have a hot water. Left side.
I did it.
Hot water.
And between the toothpaste, your spittle, your saliva, and the...
Right, because it's cleaning
It's
better.
Not a proper concoction. It's not a proper...
You're fucking insane.
What's the word I'm looking for? The texture. It's not a proper...
It's not a good amalgamation.
That's a good word.
Thank you.
That amalgamation. It's terrible. It's disgusting. I don't like
You're
it.
You're crazy.
Just disgusting. Anyway, we're also going to be putting up... We're going to induct somebody into our National Treasure Award next week.
You have somebody already?
I have three names.
Oh, perfect.
We're going to put up the three names, and we're going to let the people choose.
Oh, yeah. Unless, we talked about that.
I don't like it. And then we'll just do what I want.
So we'll give them a shot.
No, it's... So what I decided was I just want people to be like, oh, you should put in, you know, one of the people. You want to know who one of them is going to be?
Yeah.
Corey Feldman. He's doing great things these days.
Corey Feldman.
I just don't want people to be like, yo, put this dude in or this woman in, and I don't like them. I'm not doing it. So we'll pick the three. They can vote. But here's the good news.
Right.
The two people who lost, either should we let them continue to go every time or make them wait?
No, I think you keep them. No.
Baseball and rock and roll. You just keep them on the ballot. And if they win, they win. If they don't.
So the two that don't get voted, you keep them on the ballot. You add a third person and you just keep the ballot rolling.
I like it.
I like that too.
I like it a lot. All right. Let's get to the soapbox.
I don't think we have soapbox music.
Oh, well. We should get some. I'm drinking this crazy cocaine coffee before we get to this fucking soapbox. One of the worst/best batches. Holy.
I love that shit, dude.
One of my testicles just slapped my ass. Hey! That's how fucking strong it is.
Bam!
It popped out of my underoos. And smack me right in the ass. Ask me how I'm doing.
Right in the ass. Yeah, there you go.
That's weird. My own balls just slap my own ass.
It's a little strange.
That happens sometimes when you do it right. All right, anywho. Kids are watching. No, they're not. Yesterday, the day before.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to do any of that. All I want to do is point out the hypocritical stance of some fucking people.
Okay.
And their moral fucking high ground that they pretend to fucking jog back and forth from. There was a story on the Facebook on the Naugatuck Police Department website. So you know when somebody gets arrested, they report, you know, yesterday at approximately blah, yes. blah, blah. Okay, so they had a story yesterday at approximately blah, blah, blah. Well, some dude, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know. I'm not going to say what his situation was or what current state of mind he was in. Not my job.
You really don't know him, or you're saying you?
I don't know. Oh, okay. Don't right. know him. Okay. Not saying his name. It's not pertinent to the story.
Right. Doesn't matter.
They posted the happening of the situation, okay? And this particular person happened to go through an embarrassing situation. Embarrassing situation means the cops come, try to do a wellness check on a dude. He gets, I'm only quoting the story. Everybody calm the fuck down.
Okay.
Dude gets agitated.
Yeah.
Wants to tell the cops, no, I'm not talking to you or whatever the fuck. Shits and pisses. Okay? So now it's a biohazard situation. So the police post the story this way. Okay?
Pooped and peed.
Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Disclaimer, hope the dude is figured out well and gets whatever help he may or may not need. Not my job. Not my concern. I mean, I'm concerned about the guy, but I'm not here to talk right. about him.
Not the point.
So the people start to... Exhibit A. Check out the new eye.
Look at how fancy that right eye is.
Some motherfucker. Anywho, people start commenting, right? And people are like, how dare they post this? They're only trying to embarrass them. Why kick somebody when they're down? Why were you shaming a person? Then people started assuming he was either drunk or drugged up, which I say, shame on you for doing that. And then, but there, you know, for instance, I'll give you a couple for instance.
Yeah, give us some highlights. I want some highlights.
One person was like, you know, this is not needed to be posted on Facebook. I get it's public information, but you're just trying to shame the guy. Blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, you got, you know, other people are like saying, oh, great job. And then there was people hope he gets the help he needs. Then this is a pathetic post. It should have never been aired on social media. He's not a danger to anyone. He's not a heroin addict or blah, 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 blah. And people are very mad at the police and mad at the people who posted this story. Now, I get on.
I just read what you put.
My first post before it got real serious, because I was like comment number 6 or 7 at the time. My very first comment, because I didn't think it was going to go in the direction it went in. It's fucking Facebook, people. But I wrote, the shit these poor cops have to deal with, it must really piss them off. Number one, great job. Number two, thank you for your service. I thought it was fucking clever.
That's fucking...
Right?
That is
you proud
on.
Of me now, Ma? You fucking mad at me, bro. So then it turns into this whole Facebook outrage.
Right, because you...
How dare you? Yeah. How dare you embarrass this person? And how dare you? And who did this... One guy, and I can't find it, and...
Some of those comments were...
One dude was like, I demand you take this down now. And he has nothing to do with the situation, but he demand... You demand... Who? What the fuck do you demand? Who are you to fucking demand, sir?
Take it
I
down.
I demand. And then, that the first time I've been disappointed in the PD, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, it's fucking ridiculous. And then, of course, we've got the people who are, you know, I go to their pages to see they're not in the medical field, but they've medically diagnosed the young man. And they know exactly what he's going through.
I can cite my sources on this.
I don't want to jump the gun, but I believe that I can tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I started to... People call the police sarcastic and blah, 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 blah. So here's the thing. I am sure that the police have a public relations person. I am sure that the police have someone who goes through all the arrests and posts it. Listen, I'm going to tell you what I wrote, which I thought was very thoughtful, intelligent, and spot on.
I agree. I read it.
Seriously,
it was good.
I'm not even joking. No. So I wrote, because at the end of this, I'm going to go downhill on some people. So this is my quote. I wrote, so let's get this straight. When the posts are about someone you are friends with or care about, This kind of post and info is degrading and insensitive. But when videos or pictures or info is shared regarding someone you do not like or may be voting against, this kind of thing is perfectly fine, ? It must be real tiring climbing up and down that hill of moral high ground. Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. NPD did their job. The info is public record. Go ahead and continue to feign outrage on a case-by-case basis.
That was good, dude. Now, that was good.
Let me put my glasses on because they make me more handsome and intelligenter. Do you remember an interview we did with a one Judge Pete Mariano?
Yes.
Okay.
Good
guy. I'm using the gentleman's name because one, he came on the show. Two, he let us talk about everything. And three, his whole... When Judge Mariano was raked through the coals and his entire life was put on the front page and... You know, opponents dragged him through the coals and people who were against him dragged him through the coals and how dare he and embarrassed the man. And he clearly had a problem that he needed to overcome and he needed to adjust to. But it was okay then. It was okay then. You think it's any more fair for the husband and wife who have too many wines at dinner, go home, argue, yell at each other, and the cops get called and they get arrested for a domestic situation because maybe the woman slapped the husband or the husband kicked her in the toe. And I'm not trying to make fun of domestic disputes, but what I'm saying is sometimes people make mistakes. You think it's okay for them? Or what about the guy who got caught jerking off on the green? Does everybody remember when the first thing they said was, get this fucking pervert off the street? And why do they keep letting this guy out? And why do they keep doing this? And why do they keep doing that? And the dude went back to the green and run out multiple times. And he kept getting caught.
He wasn't fixed.
I don't remember any of you saying, this is embarrassing for him. He needs to get the help that he needs, and he needs to get the mental health that he deserves. Make a correlation between the people who are outraged and their Facebook page. They either have skin in the game or they are anti-police. And trust me, I spent the other night going through it deeply so that I knew what the fuck I was talking about. My soapbox moment is this. If you genuinely really care about people and their mental health, don't make it a case-by-case basis because it's all fucking mental health. When somebody gets a fucking DUI, that means they were drunk enough to do that, which means there's a problem somewhere, which means they can use a little help. If somebody, no matter what they're being, I would make a case that no matter what anyone's being arrested for, there's mental health involved, right? The guy who breaks into Big Y and takes a fucking box of hamburgers and brings them home to his family, gets arrested, gets his name on the fucking thing, just like the punk who breaks into the liquor store just to get the rum and the cash out of the register. One is better than the other, but they both get their name in the fucking paper and they both get the fucking same embarrassment. So for all of you to just be like, because you've got skin in the game is fucking bullshit. Because it was okay when it was this guy, but it's not okay when it's this guy. That's fucking bullshit. And you're using Facebook wrong. Should the police, it's all public info. No matter who wants it, they can go get it. People are arrested every day for fucking dumb shit. You're talking to the fucking napkin napper. Okay?
Damn, I was going to make that joke.
I'm the fucking napkin now.
You know dumb shit.
I know dumb shit. I've done even dumber shit. I continue to do dumber shit.
That's worse than pooping on yourself.
But if you're going to get out on Facebook and you're going to pretend to be a fucking, what do they call those people? A fucking moral protester or a, you know, moral high ground and carry the flag for that.
Yeah, just
be
stop.
Straight across the board and know that mental health is real, not just subjective to you and your fucking point that day. Okay? Because one guy can't be a scumbag who makes bad decisions and needs to fucking be thrown out of town. And the other guy did nothing wrong and deserves not to have this doesn't deserve to have this happen to him. They both have to either be equal or they're not. Just because you don't like the one guy and you love the other guy doesn't give you the right. Done. Thoughts?
That's pretty good.
Concerns?
I agree. It had to be said.
It's fucking gotta be bonkers, sad, dude.
Be consistent. I mean, if you're gonna be a dick, be a consistent dick.
But that's the thing. It's if you don't.
Oh, fucking Brian.
If you don't believe, he's out of his mind. He fucking. I'll read that in a second. But
yeah, just keep going.
mental. I tell everybody we end the show the way we end the show. Mental health. It all. Listen, people don't do dumb shit because. Well, I mean, I the napkin never did, but actually, at the time, I was a little fucked in the head myself. But you, the people that are doing these things and the things that they're getting arrested for and what they're doing, it's because there's something's not clicking in their dome. Don't make it okay for some, but not others. That makes you look like a clown. That makes you look like an idiot. I know I got work to do. I make fun of people all the time. That's what we're here to do. I'm going to make fun of. I'm going to stop doing this and go make fun of fucking other people who have mental illnesses right now who are fucked up, but we're going to make jokes about it. Because when you go to a comedy show, you expect comedy. So if you're going to go to Facebook and expect to be somebody who sticks up for mental health, do it every single fucking time and across the board, or don't do it at all. Phony ass fucking
phony
clowns.
Phony ass clowns.
We good. So Brian Chuck comments, now I feel bad about busting your ass about Guns N' Roses. I now realize it's a mental issue on your part. My apologies. First of all, I'll take that apology. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Brian. The next time you spell it Guns and Roses, I'm going to fucking lose my mind. It's Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses.
In,
not Guns and.
In. It's Guns N apostrophe.
N apostrophe. Guns Roses.
Guns N'
Roses. Guns N' Roses. Not Guns and Roses.
I'm going to totally say that all the time. Not so bad.
It bothers me so.
Did you get that new Guns N' Roses album?
When people say it out loud, you're like, dude, you still listen to Guns and Roses? Yes, both of them. Yes, both of them.
Not so much the Guns lately, but the Roses are really hitting.
Ass clowns. Anyway, it's 8:17. Which new story do you want to get to first, my man?
Oh, you fucking tell me, dude. I make bad choices every day. Don't depend on me.
I think we should go to the... we're saving her for last. Go to that one you just had for first. Ask me how you know your town is out of control, Kirk.
How do you know your town is out of control, John?
First of all, I'm going to tell you. Second of all, I thought people in Vermont... Can people see that or no?
No, but
okay.
Do you want them to?
I mean, listen, they don't have to, but if you can make a put a little clip in the corner. All right. Vermont man is killed. A 60-year-old guy is dead after a fight at a Vermont youth basketball game. Also, it was a middle school game. You want to talk about mental health? How fucking stupid and crazy do these people have to? They're fighting over a game. Now, I read a bunch of comments and I read a bunch of things. Some of it was about fouls, some of it was about kids playing time, and it was just something that boiled over. You got a bunch of fucking rednecks up in Vermont.
Seventh and eighth grade.
What? And a guy dies fighting at a youth middle school basketball game.
What?
Every single person involved in this should go to jail for that man's for manslaughter. Every single one of them for partaking in this. And they should be embarrassed of themselves. They should not be allowed near a youth fucking sports event again for the rest of their fucking life. Ridiculous.
I don't understand how that even, how does that even start, man?
Your son sucks. He missed a free throw. Bro, your son sucks.
Say bye to Brian Chuck. He's got to leave.
Good night, Brian Chuck. We love you.
Yeah, look, he gave us a finger too. Love you,
that's
Brian.
That's literally his fucking, that's his goodbye calling card. This is crazy.
No, I mean, this is
a 60-year-old man went to watch his grandkid play basketball and he died because people don't know how to behave in public.
It doesn't sound related to your soapbox, but I think it's part of the same problem.
I hate to come across as an old white.
No, I know, dude.
Like,
no.
You know, I don't know, I guess boring guy, but I like to go to a game, scream, yell, and holler, and have a good time, but are we really fighting at a youth middle school game?
Dude, you and I have both coached youth sports. Have you ever been even close to the point where you would have taken a swing at anybody over one of those games? I've never even been in that stratosphere, dude.
One kid, because I told him to take a pitch and he swung. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, oh, don't ever You're never close to that.
That shit's for love.
I mean,
I drafted a kid 3 years in a row so I could be with his mom. We're married now. This is what these things are for.
That's just
it's
insane,
out of control, dude. It's out of control. This is why kids these days think everything should be handed to them and nobody says no. Because this all started probably over some dumb shit. And nobody says that about my Billy.
And listen, it's a basketball game in Vermont. They're all white kids. Nobody's going to the NBA there.
No.
I don't think it's that. Like, it's not that important, is it?
They might be like a chiropractor or like a physical therapist.
Bunch of Vermont white kids and they're
possibly
getting
an announcer.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's no jump shot coming out of Vermont anytime soon.
No, I don't think there's value there.
You're only jumping to get to the maple syrup and be fucking done, dude. You're out of control. So to the people of Vermont, get your shit together.
Just hold it together.
Check your mental health.
Come on.
And if you need any help, come down to the Naugatuck Facebook page. They'll help you. They know.
Is that where that was? The Naugatuck Talks?
Like, really? Right on the Naugatuck Police Department page.
Dude, I honestly think my theory is that those neighborhood pages are like the lowest common denominator Facebook.
Oh, dude. Did I ever tell you about the time we were doing a Thanksgiving fundraiser? And I probably talked about this. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm feeding Naugatuck people. Let me put it on the Naugatuck page. And they're like, no, this has nothing to do with Naugatuck. So I instant message, what? You're looking at the guy, and I'm not doing this for bragging. But myself, the church and Coach Baxter and the people who help us and the people who donated, we all came together as a community of Naugatuck and fed over 100 families for 2 years a Thanksgiving dinner. This has nothing to do with Naugatuck. 12 hours later, I wake up, I'm on a shitter looking at Facebook, and somebody else is running a Thanksgiving dinner fundraiser.
Yes, right, because you
had plaster all over the fucking page.
You had a conspiracy theory.
Where were you people then? Stick it up for me.
So somebody maybe knew one of the admins.
I
don't know. You know,
small town politics.
I don't know.
I don't give a fuck. Hope they all get diarrhea. Our next story is a funny one.
This one?
Yeah. Before you put it up.
Go ahead.
This person, you want to talk about mental health. Holy fucking cuckoo bird.
This is next level, dude.
Let's say you're a 22-year-old basketball coach. You're a 22-year-old female basketball coach. You coach a girls team. And you have a junior varsity game coming up, right? It's not even a varsity game. It's JV.
JV.
You have a game coming up, but one of your players, one of your star players, isn't going to come to that game because, one, to her it's a JV game, and she's got what you would call a travel tournament game, which to her meant a little bit more. So she's like, I'm not going to be there.
Can't make the JV game,
Coach.
Can't
make the game.
I'm going to put up 40 points if I'm there, but I'm not going
to
make it.
Come to find out, a couple other kids couldn't play for other reasons, so now they're short players. They don't have the 5 players they need to field a team.
Okay.
So this 22-year-old head coach, go ahead, takes it upon herself to pose as her player who couldn't make it. She's 22 fucking years old. She throws on a uniform and pretends. Now, we're going to show you a video. One might think that if you're going to do such a thing,
you would, right.
You would, you're gonna keep let's it say, cool. What are the words I'm looking for? Not draw attention to yourself. Roll the video, Dave. This cuckoo bird. So, let's see here.
I hope there's not audio here that's going to blast out of these speakers.
Yeah, listen, we're going to find out the hard way together as a family.
All right, file this one under one of the strangest stories.
Yeah, you can skip him. We know, guy. We're doing it on the show. These people always steal my shit. That's all right. Let her talk. Look at her. Dude, she shacked him. Akeem Olajuwon slapped it right out of her. Now watch this. Ready? Here she comes. She drives. She shoots. She scores.
And she's like, bam.
And then she's like, bang.
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 Look what I did.
But here's the embarrassing part for her. You can stop the video.
Okay.
So not only does she go out there and school these kids, because they're JV, so what does that make them? 15, 16, right?
Yeah, they're freshmen, sophomores.
She's
22
years old. She clearly probably played already in high school.
She's got a little experience.
She's a baller. She comes out, put me back up on the screen.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus, people need me. She's out there swatting the ball out of, and they're shooting. She's wrecking them. Then she's driving to the hoop, and she's scoring, getting an and-one and going, oh, yeah.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Boop. How about that?
How embarrassing for her, though. She gets to the foul line for the and-one.
And she
takes
it, dude.
But here's my advice for this cuckoo bird. If you're going to be a 22-year-old who pretends to be a 15-year-old, maybe don't draw so much attention to yourself.
Well, listen, there was times in our youth lacrosse days where we had to put older players into lineups just to fill. But we always said to them, dude, be chill. don't make a scene, right? Because you're obviously more advanced. If you make a scene, somebody's going to ask questions.
Literally,
I mean, how stupid do you have to be?
Rule number one of doing something illegal, literally rule number one, do not draw attention to yourself.
Stay under the radar.
So like if we're going to go into the bank and we got our ski masks on, but before we go in and you're about to put your mask on, you go, John, are we sure we want to rob the bank? That's literally
the equivalent. Bring the guns?
That's literally what she did. Again.
That was the best. And then and when you sent that to me, I watched it and I was laughing thinking that exact. But when she ever went to that free throw line and tanked the free throw, I was like, are you kidding? And she didn't try to tank it to, like, get the glare off her.
No.
She tried to make it, dude, and she rimmed it.
And Brad, she was showboating.
I know.
She was fucking, like,
oh my God.
Cuckoo bird.
It just,
I don't know. Again, Moreau High Ground Warriors of Naugatuck, get on that page and help her out. Literally, it just aggravated me. You know, I'm not even going to go back to it. Because if I go back to it, we're going to be here for a
Dude, I know. Hour. I've been there.
I'm done.
It just like...
And I usually try to keep my nose clean, but fuck that shit.
You get to a point where you can't.
We're going to save the third story for next week.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Right?
I got some stuff to stay on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to... I wanted to get to it tonight, but it doesn't jive with what we're doing. And I just feel like...
No, this had some... Yeah, continuity.
We're going to spend some time with this. It feels good to be... This car,
it's Nigerian, I think.
Aim dog better drink a Gatorade when she gets home.
That's it. It's a robust Nigerian blend with cocoa hints.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Yeah, cocoa hints. Cocoa hints. Great. This is legit Colombian coffee.
Coca.
Oh my God.
Coca.
Say hello to my coffee, man. It's good to be back. We don't know what night are we saying next Thursday? Are we saying this right now to the people?
Let's say next Thursday. I'm feeling good with Thursdays. I'm feeling like Thursday is the least possible night to be interrupted. So if it's good with you, it's good with me.
One thing I want to mention before we go off air, I've been posting and editing and posting a lot of what I'm calling Live with Johnny Quick Hits, right? That was the name we gave him. You started it, I think it was, or... What did you give it?
My original name was Clever, and you said you liked it.
What was it?
Stop using it.
What was it?
Shortcuts.
Shortcuts.
Quick Hits is fine. Whatever you want to call it, dude. They're nice, though. I like them.
We're going to go back to maybe I do like the Shortcuts. You're right.
That's fine.
We're going to go back to Shortcuts, but you're going to see some Quick Hits pop up over the weekend.
I see you're scheduling them, too. Are you using the scheduler?
Right.
Dude, that's a life changer.
Right.
Because you do it. You don't have to post it when you're...
Well, I gotta work. I gotta work all
night. Right. So you just punch it in. So when
Amy's working at night, I get on the laptop and I just go. And the best part is you could literally schedule them 2 weeks whenever you want. You could schedule them up. So I've been going and I've been trying to do like a week in advance.
Yep.
I'm scheduled out all the way to Saturday right now.
Nice.
I don't know what just happened. If that means anything to you.
Shit, I don't know. It's reloading.
But people can hopefully still hear us.
They can. Can confirm.
So we got that going on. I need you guys to comment on them, like them, share them. Most importantly, watch them, click them. We need your help. Kirk is going to tomorrow morning post every link we have.
Yes.
Or send them to me, and I'll put together a clever post.
So all you'll have to do is click the link, and then there's going to be an obvious follow, like, whatever. Some kind of
click.
Two clicks. It'll be two
clicks.
We'll
talk about it later, but you're going to make it easy for me, right?
Yes.
All right. So look out for that. Go to our website, livewithjohnny.com. Follow us there. There's so many other things that we could be doing that you guys could be involved in. The advice column, the anything. We'll talk about anything you want. We're going to put up three names to induct into our Live with Johnny Kid Rock National Treasure Award, named after our most important national treasure, Kid Rock. And people just think I'm joking when I'm saying that, but the dude's a fucking legend. He's absolute. So good. The world would not be what it is without him, thank God.
So good.
I see Craig said that he was the best quarterback of his era. All right. it's like you can't argue and you can't talk. So Craig, you could tell people didn't know we were on Thursday night, so now they're starting to watch.
Right.
So they're catching up to us.
Right.
Which is great. We hope you watch twice.
Next
we hope
Thursday
you watch
we'll
all weekend.
Here.
It doesn't matter. They can watch whatever they want.
Watch whatever you want. On demand.
As long as they watch. We'll say it once again. Proud of my son. He was home this week. It was great to see him.
Good He's kid, dude.
Navy boy.
I love that,
Navy
dude.
Boy. Hannah was home.
There was a moment. They had a little moment. It was
pretty
fine.
Sure you and I are going to be family in the next few years. Something about giving Hannah a baby. I don't want to ruin the thing, but
what did you say when you walked in? This is what could have, like, Christmas.
I said, Kirk,
like,
this is like a preview. Christmas, Thanksgiving.
I love that.
It would be pretty great.
It'd be great. Dude, how good would our families meld? Come on.
Oh,
it's perfect.
Please.
Dude. Come on.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So, again, we end the show. The three most important words in the English language are, how are you? I've been guilty lately of not asking anyone how they are. Life's been busy.
Yeah, you haven't reached out to me.
Well,
nothing. Except, hey, here's the schedule for tonight.
You've been teetering on the edge for years. What am I going to do? Either you're going to fucking do it or you're not. I don't know what to fucking tell you. When you're done watching the show, text somebody, ask, just say three words, how are you? You could change somebody's life. You hear me, Naugatuck? I'd like to go through all your phones and see how many times you text that dude, how are you?
Not once.
Chicken fuckers. Anyway, so text somebody, how are you? Ask them how they're doing. You could change your day, you could change your week, you could change your life. You don't know. Sometimes somebody just needs to hear it. So make sure you do that. This Saturday night. I was going to say tomorrow, but today's Thursday.
Yeah.
This Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Dude, I might be there.
Jordan Marie goes live at Tux, singing and
7 o'clock,
singing,
right?
And playing. Yeah. Well, no, asshole. You said Tux. Yeah. That was funny.
New season of Matt. No, we might go down.
She goes on
stoked.
At 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
She's going to sing and play. And I'm telling you, I don't know if you did you see I posted the specials?
Yes.
Ridiculous. Get down to Tux, have a dinner, go see Jordan
Eat
Marie play
first,
this
chill.
Saturday night. We'll tag them again, I believe, tomorrow. Kirk might tag him in the comments when he's done. Jordan Marie live tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Love it.
Great to be back.
That's a lot.
Feels good to be back. I will see everybody next week. Bright Eyes, I'm coming home. I love all of you.